the Mike Rogers Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan. A year-end special. And I'll be with my good friend, Evan Borgold. And you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese... And you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show, yes, tune in. We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
No borders, no race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 243 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your King David Kevin Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. Before we begin, I want to give a very special thank you to Anime Boston Chairwoman Kristen Layden for coming onto our previous episode. I know that Anime Boston should have happened this past weekend, and it sucks that this virus has canceled it and a lot of other great events and concerts. But with what we chatted about, I hope it gave our listeners an opportunity to hear why we have to do what we're doing. And who knows when convention season will start up again. Maybe the summer, perhaps the fall. My money is on Anime NYC being probably the only big con that happens this year once the virus is under control and is no longer a threat to the planet. But I reckon that there are going to be big changes made for cons because of all of this, from lowering attendance caps to even the X amount of people a hotel room can fit in. No more stacking 10 people in a small room, that's for sure. But we will have to see how this world stands soon after the virus. Life in general may change during this whole situation, and the normalcy that we've had before this outbreak may honestly never return. And for a show that tries its damnedest to be positive, it's hard to say this fact without a sign of that silver lining that this cloud has brought us. The only thing we can do is, you know, lock down, stay indoors as much as you can, and find ways to bide your time until it all blows over. So, I don't know. There's no way to transition from that flawlessly to the good shit that we have almost always have. So, fuck it. Let me tell what we have on today's episode besides a great playlist. We have two members from All In Games joining us to talk about Red Wings, Aces of the Sky. Plus, I talk about one video game that's making some of this social distancing a bit more tolerable to handle. And normally I would do a Nihongo Yoyaku right now, but seeing as last episode was an interview sort of thing, that'd be hard to do. Perhaps what I should do is say a few words for my Japanese listeners. Kibishi shin nendo ga hajimarimashita. Watashi tachi wa mina kise o hare wa na kereba naranai desho. Demo, ruru o mamo reba daijoubu desu. Golden Week ni kakete, soto ni dekake raranai no wa sazo tsumaranai desho ga. Mina ga okunai ni iru yon ni sureba, hayaku sote ni deru koto ga dekiru yon ni narimasu. 以前のようにモデル自信を持ちましょう。それまでは家にいる時間を楽しんでください。物を作成したり、漫画を読んだり、アニメを見たり、ビデオゲームをプレイしたり、友達に電話をかけたりして、できる限りストレスをためないようにしましょう。My thanks once again to my teacher, Mikio Hattori-sensei, who also helped to make that more fitting to my listeners in Japan. Because, you know, I'm an outsider looking into their people and their culture. I don't know too much about what's going on within there. I'm hoping that what I said helps with their personal mentality over there. Remember, if you'd like to know more information on her cultural exchange initiative, be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. And now, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all of their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and normally your local record stores, but those might be closed because they're not considered essential. Anyways, we're going to start the show with a new track from Mr. Children, which serves as the theme song for the new Doraemon movie, Nobita's New Dinosaur. It's a good peppy track called Birthday.
シャボン玉が食らったように弾けて消えんじゃないそう思って加速度を緩めてきた君にだって二つのちっちゃい牙があって一つは過去一つは未来に噛みつきゃいい歴史なんかを学ぶより解き明かさなくちゃな逃げも隠れもできぬ今を It's my birthday 消えない小さな炎を一つ一つ増やしながら心の火をそっと震わせ何度だって僕を繰り返すよ So it's
We'll be right back. き深海の底の五線譜ララララ
Sister City's EP, that was Sarali Hayami with Mist. The voice actress has a hell of a busy schedule this spring, with her playing the roles of Rachel in Tower of God, Clarice in Sakura Wars, and Maria in My Next Life as a Villainess. She was also supposed to reprise her role as Yukino in the new season of My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu, but that premiere has since been delayed. Joining me now are two members of the video game publisher and developer All In Games. This year, they are hitting the skies with a World War I flyer that impressed me very much so at PAX East 2020. Red Wings, Aces of the Sky. I'm very happy to welcome to No Borders, No Race, all the way from Krakow, Poland, the head of internal development, Norman Lenda, and the marketing manager, Dawid Podgorski. Thank you so much for joining me here on No Borders, No Race. So first off, tell me a little bit about All In Games.
Okay, so just as you said, we are a young publishing house and we got also an internal development team. We are based in Krakow. We launch few successful titles like Tools Up. You may see it on PAX, and it came from Space and Ate Our Brains.
Yeah.
Also present on PAX. Yeah, we got some bigger titles in our pocket like Ghost Runner, which you also saw.
Yep.
On the event. But I think that our gem is our internal title, Red Wings. So
yes.
I think so.
And I had an absolute blast playing that game.
I love how he called it a gem.
Yeah, and also I'm pretty excited because that's the first in-house made game for All In, so I hope it goes well.
So how did the idea for Red Wings, Aces of the Sky first come to fruition?
You know, I said that All In Games was firstly mainly a publisher, and after a few months we've also decided to open up a development team, because there was an idea for Red Wings. To be fair, I'm, as a head of internal development, I'm a big fan of games like X-Wing or Rogue Squadron from the 90s, and I have a feeling that these days there aren't many games like that, and with this arcade gameplay style, I would say that other games are mostly about simulation, and the idea was to combine a cool retro basics of gameplay with some popular art style from games like Fortnite or Borderlands. That's why we have this comic book style. And also some MOBA gameplay mechanics, like skills with upgrades and cooldowns. So I would say that the whole idea was a mixture of various game ideas, and that's also some kind of a tribute to old school arcade games from Nintendo 64 or Dreamcast era, something like that. And that was the main idea, to create something that's not so, let's say, common these days.
Besides the Red Baron, of course, like, is the game based on any true stories from the Great War?
Some of the dialogues in the comic books, because the comic books is simply our way of telling the story in the game, with voiceovers, comic books. Some of the dialogues are actually based on real quotes from World War I pilot letters. The truth is that at the beginning of production, I've purchased a book about Red Baron. The fun fact is that the author of the book was a girl who was studying in Krakow. Actually, she was from my hometown.
Wow!
And I asked her on Facebook to write a plot for our game, and she actually agreed. And that's why the story is a mixture of facts she knows, because she has a great knowledge about Red Baron and his life, with some fiction. And I really like to compare it to Assassin's Creed, where you put historical characters into some fictional situations, because not all of the story is, let's say, based on the history. We had to add something extra.
Right. So, regarding, like, the letters, because you're using, like, letters from, like, real letters and quotes to tell the story, were there any stories that really took you by surprise when you were doing research for the game?
No. What I would say is that the fact that these people, the pilots, were flying with such experimental machines is something that really surprised me, that they were really brave to use these machines. But if you think about fighting in these machines against other pilots, it sounds like a total madness for me. And the fact how many of them died during the practice, that even most of them died during the practice, it's something crazy. I believe that these people were totally different. That people from the beginning of the previous century were made from something different than we are. We aren't as brave as they were. So I think that was the biggest surprise for me, that's how brave they were.
And that's a really big thing that people forget, because, like, airplanes weren't even invented until, like, 1903, and then the Great War happens starting, like, 10 years later, and people are already learning to fly, like, these, like, steroid, like, powered versions of what the Wright brothers invented. So it's crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, but in the beginning of war, as far as I remember, one of the generals of French army was saying something like, I don't remember the direct quote, but he was saying that flying is more like a sport than a warfare. You know what I mean? That they didn't even believe in warplanes at the beginning of World War I. They were growing during this war. So I think that this is pretty surprising, that how did they evolve during the war?
It's like almost in a blink of an eye if you think about it.
Yes, exactly.
As Norman said to me before, it was very surprising that they actually shot themselves with just regular pistols in the beginning.
Yeah, because it's also something crazy that at the beginning of war they had a problem with combining the weapon, the gun, with the machine, with the airplane, and first they used it just to scout the enemy territory, and they had to defend themselves, and that's why they used just regular pistols, and some of them even succeeded taking down or killing other pilots.
And you actually implement this in the video game itself as, like, one of the special power attacks.
Yes, that's kind of different story. I would say that we were playing a lot of games like, I don't know, like Mortal Kombat or Apex, and we discovered that players really love finishers, and we wanted to have a finisher in our game that was something pretty unique for this genre of games. And we were lucky that we were able to connect something what actually happened in the history with the game mechanic that's pretty popular in current games.
of course, there have been, like, many dogfighting games in the past, from the old Red Baron on PC and Crimson Skies to one of my personal favorites, Snoopy Flying Ace. So, were there any challenges to bringing something unique to the genre for Red Wings?
Okay, so one of the things that we brought to the genre is this finisher move. That
right.
I believe it's not only a cool animation, but also it is a game mechanic that it recovers you some health and resets cooldowns of other skills. And about other things that I think that this progression system, which is kind of similar to League of Legends Masteries. I don't know if you know the Mastery system, where you're building your own build on the skill tree. From the points you acquired, you can easily reset it and test it and experiment with it in different ways, because if you max the number of skill points, you wouldn't be able to get the whole skill tree fulfilled. You just have to experiment with your own builds for every mission. It's pretty easy, and it doesn't cost you anything to reset your skill points and build different build. And I think what else can I say? I think that this is a pretty. I would say that it's pretty much these two things. Because the game is also a tribute to retro games, so I would say that we wanted to put some retro stuff into it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're focusing more on arcade-based mechanics than true simulation, which I personally feel is the right thing to do for Red Wings. But is there anything that this game will bring to players that will give them sort of a feel of what it's like to fight in the high skies in World War One?
One thing that's pretty unique for our game, and that's kind of simulating the real piloting is adding the unique motion controls. That's especially for Nintendo Switch system, where you can use the right Joy-Con as a real something like real warplane control stick. You hold it vertically, like in ARMS or games like that, and you just turn it to the left, to the right, and up and down to change the direction of the flight. And it's personally, I think that it's pretty fun, and it is the simulation element you are asking about.
Very cool, very cool. We're going to take a couple of music breaks, but we'll be back with more from Norman and David about Red Wings, Aces of the Sky. And since we're talking about World War One, let's spin a song from one of last year's best tributes to that event, Sabaton's The Great War. This track is all about France's great victory on land and air in 1916 called Fields of Verdun.
Trenches where the soldiers of execution, turned to wasteland from the grass. Thou shalt go no further, it was said, they shall not pass. The spirit of resistance and the madness of the war. So go ahead, face it, and join the dead. Though you die, where you lie, never asking why.
Buddy, this is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube, Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
The mysteries, the miracles, the magic, unpredictable. There's something that we know, it's always in our souls as we roam. The future and the past, and nothing ever lasts. 'Cause today's the day we share to praise and to declare as we roam. Some day we're in, some day we lose. Another day, another bruise. Know what you're worth, you're way to go. One day you'll find one thing to hold. Shout it out to the. Nothing in our way, not a thing to be afraid as we roam. Though defeated, though we fail, we will rise again, yeah, we will prevail. 'Cause today's the day we sing to join and spread our wings, let us roam. Someday we're in, someday we lose. Another day, another bruise. Know what you're worth, you're where to go. One day you'll find one thing to hold. Shout it out to the road. Someday we cry, someday we laugh. One day we'll find out a path. Let us believe, let us be.
at your worst, you're waiting on. One day you'll find one thing to borrow. Shout it out to the road. Someday we cry, someday we laugh. One day we find, find out our path. Let us believe, let us be whole. One day you'll find one thing to borrow.
Man with a Mission with the anthem off of a new B-side collection appropriately titled Man with a B-Sides and Covers Mission. The five-piece wolf mask-wearing rockers are in the midst of celebrating their 10th anniversary with some big releases and special fan-exclusive stuff planned for 2020. Up next, we have Rad Whips, who are back with a brand new song soon after doing the soundtrack to Makoto Shinkai's latest film, Weathering With You. This is Neko Jarashi.
この言葉ばかりに頼り切った日々が名もない世界の鍵を閉めたんだ。明日の意味や色さえ三秒で変わり続けるこんな僕なのに、いざ僕らで行こうぜ、はじめましての今日へ。ドレスコードは君も知らない、君だけさ、僕らで行こうよ。半径僕と君の間に何個も新しい今日描いてみようか。騒ぎ立てるほど不幸じゃない毎日と、聖者になれるほど幸福じゃない毎日を、ある朝ラムに笑われた気がした。シャワーの音に哀れまれた気がした。いつか僕らで行こうぜ、君の中へ行こうぜ。名前なんて一つもついていないもんで、できた世界へ何百回だって、いっそ何万回だって、はじめましてのただいま帰りを言い合おうよ。触れるくらいの幸せ抱っこして、背負えるくらいの悲しみおんぶして、歩き続けてく日々でもたまに、名もない世界の鍵を開けようよ。いざ僕らで行こうぜ、はじめましての今日へ。ドレスコードは君も知らない、君だけさ、僕らで行こうよ。半径僕と君の間に何個も新しい今日を描いてみようか。遥か遠くの彼方ばかりに憧れは向かってゆくけど、それでも僕はあなたっていう光が放射状に放つ重力に引っ張られて今日もいるよ。
Brand new single from I Am a Rocket Ship, that was My Nature. A new album entitled Ghost Stories will be unleashed on April 30th, and they will be touring the UK in July with Russian Swiss singer Ekak Bork. And we are back with Norman and David from All In Games talking about Red Wings, Aces of the Sky. So, in the game, missions will have players witnessing action on both sides of the Great War. So, what are some of the things that you're hoping players will discover when they see how the war was seen from the eyes of both the Triple Alliance and the Entente powers?
Okay, so first of all, what's pretty clear is that both sides have different warplanes and different storylines. You can control different warplanes. That's pretty obvious, I would say. That.
Right.
But about the storyline, playing as a Triple Alliance lets you know the story of the history of Red Baron. You're learning about how did he rise as a star, because I would say that he was someone like Cristiano Ronaldo in football. In his times he was so popular, and when you play against Red Baron as an Entente powers, you can learn a story of the squadron that tries to defeat him. And what's pretty unique is that you can see how both sides of the conflict were influenced by Red Baron, because as I said, he was someone like a influencer or star these days, and
yes.
both sides were pretty inspired by him, and playing on both sides you can see how did he inspire both sides of the conflict.
Besides like the main campaign, what other modes will Red Wings be offering to players?
Okay, so the game is made of 50 missions in the story mode, and all of them are available in a single player and also in local co-op mode. And also there are 3 difficulty levels of survival mode with local leaderboards when you can compare your scores with other players. Unfortunately, for now, it will be only offline. Also, the survival mode is available for single player and co-op mode. So, for now, it's everything, but you're also planning something more. But maybe I will tell about it later.
Yeah. Also, I think that we have to add that the story mode is not only the standard warplanes fight modes, but also other kind of missions like bombing or some kind of time attack. I think that Norman can tell us more about that, because there's a big variety of missions through the story.
Yeah, I said we even have missions with a bomber where the game changes into top-down bomber. It's like
a
top-down shooter, but with bombs. There are missions about defending balloons, taking down the Great Zeppelin, searching and destroying balloons hidden in the sky, collecting fuel balloons. Let's say that's not fuel balloons, it's something we've added as an arcade element of the game. They weren't actually part of the war. And we are trying to mix this basic gameplay with different goals during the missions. But the missions are about 3 to 5 minutes long to make the game fit the portable mode well, because we think that it's important for the players to have like short sessions with the game. And that's why there are 50 of them, 25 for Triple Alliance and 25 for Entente.
Right, so you want to give like good, fun, short experiences rather than very long ones that can, you know, sometimes go a bit too long.
Yeah, that was our target, to make something that would perfectly fit the Nintendo Switch, and I think that people like gameplay which can be like fun in short sessions. Yeah.
Now, you have been showing off Red Wings at multiple gaming conventions. What has been some of the feedback you've been receiving from those who have demoed it?
You know, the most recent feedback we received was during the PAX, and what surprised us is that a lot of people compared our game to Crimson Skies. And it's a great honor for us that people see many similarities between our game and Crimson Skies. And the other thing that also surprised us was the variety of audience. The youngest player we had was about 5 years old. He played with his dad and he was enjoying the game. But the oldest one was about, maybe he was in his 60s or maybe even with in 70s. Wow. He was pretty old. And even he told us that the game is pretty entertaining. So it's great to see that the game is entertaining for every age group. Mm. That was a good feedback for us.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you're planning to launch Red Wings, I think, in the fall, correct?
Soon we will be able to shout to the public more info about the release date. So I think really soon.
Okay, very cool.
So we'll find out.
And are you hoping to build more onto Red Wings, maybe post-launch, maybe more planes and styles and additional missions?
Yes, we are working on a free DLC. Yes, it's free, with local versus mode, because that's something we've planned for the game when it was designed. And we want to deliver players the complete product. That's why they will receive this DLC for free with also some additional warplanes and one environment we're currently working on. And we're also planning some more DLCs, but I cannot reveal it yet, unfortunately. But the first DLC will be for free.
Very cool, very cool. I know you were talking about couch co-op and local multiplayer. Will there be online added later on?
I cannot say yes, and I cannot definitely say no. We are focused on the local co-op. It's a tribute to retro gaming, and couch co-op in these days is pretty retro for many people. That's why local co-op and local versus will be our, let's say, main target for now. But what we don't know yet what will bring the future.
Understandable. So I guess my final question for all of you is, why should gamers everywhere dive into the flying circus known as Red Wings, Aces of the Sky?
Well, because, what can I say? The game is fun. Because in the last few years, they didn't play such games. So the game is about having a lot of fun and even bigger fun in local co-op. So if you miss games like Crimson Skies or X-Wing, this game is made for you.
I have to add one more thing. It's nice to see when developer is so passionate about his project. So I think that also, I think that the Norman passions for that project is the reason to check it out.
Awesome.
You know, sometimes when I'm playing our game, I feel like I would play games on my Dreamcast that I really loved. And as an old Sega player, I have to say that there's some Dreamcast vibe in it. That's how I feel about it. So I really love Dreamcast, and I can assure you that there's a vibe of Dreamcast in it.
Awesome. Norman, David, thank you so much for joining me here on No Borders, No Race. Red Wings, Aces of the Sky, coming later this year on PC and consoles in 2020. Guys, thank you once again. Best of luck with the rest of development, and I hope you two are staying safe and staying healthy.
Great.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Welcome.
Here's the latest single from Sekai no Owari, who'll soon be releasing their first ever English language album under the name End of the World. This is Dropout.
These four walls feel so small. I'm the king of nothing at all. Silence screams, nights I dream. Something more is waiting for me.
I came from Dropout Boulevard, through my dark. And you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life, and hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I Think This Is Great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
けの下ブランコに乗った 2つの影 空と混ざってゆく 勢いつけ高くなるほどに幸せもほら駆け上がる。ありふれた日々素直になれないところだけ妙に似てしまった僕ら。伝えたい言葉秘密のままで見上げた空。風よ吹け世界を染めようて輝いて君の笑顔恐れないでその両手いっぱいに抱えた宇宙へ舞い上がれ咲く花びら捕まえて夢のかけら君が願う未来へと漕ぎ出して喧嘩した日も落ち込んでた日も行ったり来たりきしむ鎖の音どんな時でもここに詰まってる小さな日々の物語。嘘をつくのが上手くないくせにバレると膨れんでさ5時間のチャイムどこからともなく甘いシチューの匂い影が僕の背を追い抜いていく明るい色の横顔が一生大人に逃げた風よ吹け世界を染めて輝いて君の笑顔恐れない。
That was Flum Cool with Chisana Hibi, which serves as the opening theme song to the anime Kakushigoto, the latest series from the creator of Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. Give it a watch. It's a very funny show. Right now, we're going to spin a new track from Victor DeLorenzo, whom some of you may remember as the original drummer for the band The Violent Femmes. He has a new EP out called Transiphone, and from that record is Lullaby.
Love. つこう言い訳にして、
Flower with Sunday from their new album Target. The Yui-fronted rock band will hopefully be hitting the road in Japan this July for a summer tour in support of the record, but, you know, we'll have to see if that'll still occur with everything going on. Now, these last few weeks have been very tough for both the extroverts and the introverts, and I often find myself to be somewhere in between those two sides. Sometimes I like to stay home and chill, other times I love hanging out with my friends, and it's the latter that I'm personally having difficulty with, as it sucks to not see your pals and do stuff with them. Granted, you can still talk to them online, but it's very different compared to actually seeing them. Perhaps this is why I'm finding comfort in the new Animal Crossing video game. Originally, I was going to ignore it, as I recalled giving up on New Leaf like a month into playing it. But when I started seeing just about all of my friends playing the game, I bit the bullet and bought New Horizons. And you know something? I'm glad I did, because it's given me the chance to hang out with my close pals and relatives in a digital space. Mind you, it's not the perfect solution to hanging out with friends and such, but for what it's able to do, it's somewhat soothing. The game has you growing fruits, flowers, and crafting items, as well as expanding on your island's population and making sure your residents are happy. You can give gifts, fish, catch bugs, dig for fossils, and even just lounge around in your house if you wanted to. And you should see how crazy I got with the custom prints that are in my house. I'm almost out of space. But you know, the real fun comes when you can invite your real friends to visit your island. Up to 10 real people can be on your island at once, so you can have a small party happening in your place if you wanted to. Hell, with voice chat, you can just get as lively as you want with your mates, and they can help you with tasks and vice versa. I've been playing with Ninja and Panda from Electric Sisterhood, as well as a few of my other gaming press pals, and we're able to hang out together more here than we've actually been able to do, like, in person, because, you know, it's hard when most of your gaming press pals live on the West Coast and you're in Boston. It's tough to see them that way, but it's great to be able to do that in a virtual space. And what I love about Animal Crossing New Horizons is just how soothing it can be to play. With the exception of finding a wasp's nest and dealing with tarantulas, the game has a very mellow vibe going throughout it. I sometimes just pop it on to run around and take a look at the beauty that is on my island. No digging, no chopping, nothing. Just walking around the island and seeing what's up. Sometimes I do it with friends and other times I do it solo. It's like my extroverted and introverted moods also carry on into the digital sphere, which I'm not sure anyone else feels like from time to time. It's weird. I had no intention of playing Animal Crossing New Horizons, as I was actually planning to focus all of my non-review gaming time on Doom Eternal. But as of this recording, I think I've spent well over 30 hours playing Animal Crossing, and only a single hour on Doom Eternal. That's how much this game has pulled me in. I'll bet I can also say that Doom Eternal is fucking hard, even on the easiest of settings. So it's very frustrating to play that game, to be blunt. Now, I have no idea how long I'll be playing Animal Crossing for. It could be months during this isolation period, or I could just up and stop playing it by the time this episode airs. But I have to give props to Nintendo for creating a virtual space for my friends and I to meet up, have some fun, and maybe collect bugs and fish for a little bit. Also, kudos for zero microtransactions in a game that could have had it. Although it can be a grind sometimes to raise money to expand the housing because your fellow island mates don't do shit to raise funds. Fix that, Nintendo, please. Don't let my personal island buddies be greedy. Let them donate when they can because I've got a bridge that needs to be built. Animal Crossing New Horizons is out on Nintendo Switch right now and I urge you to grab it for yourself. Just make sure you have other friends playing it too, because that's part of the fun of the game. Up next, we have Sayuri, who will be releasing a special album entitled Me, where it'll all be songs performed by her on guitar. Not sure if it's going to be acoustic or electric, but I think it could be pretty interesting. She just released a new single with her full band, though, hopefully hinting at a proper second album. This is Nejiko.
In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
He could see the night of Babylon through crystal crimson lenses, the tiring vista put upon to hell my love with you. With gold frame aviators, he flew the payload to the east. With General Pips and Ephelets, he flushed the fighting nationalist. He got a cruel set of shades, god of the urban Everglades. He got a cruel set of shades, even when the lighting fades. Bone with soulless piggy eyes, he took to wearing jet black frames. He watched the girls without them seeing. One day he jumped from the balcony. He got a cruel set of shades, the god of the urban Everglades. He got a cruel set of shades, even when the lighting fades. All around the nights of Babylon, through crystal crimson lenses, the tiring vista put upon to hell my love with you. He got a cruel set of shades, god of the urban Everglades. He got a cruel set of shades, even when the lighting fades.
From his new album, Gothic Urban Blues, that was Harry Stafford with Cruel Set of Shades. The Inca Babies frontman has been hitting it solo here and there with his guitar-shaped Hammers band in tow. An album release party should be happening soon, you know, once this crazy world gains back some of its sanity. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBassBrigade and Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from I Am a Rocket Ship, Victor DeLorenzo, and Harry Stafford, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Ender Bender for last week's contribution, The Shameless Tuesdays. My thanks once again to Norman Landa and David Podgorski of All In Games for joining me on this episode. For more information on Red Wings, Aces of the Sky, please be sure to visit redwingsthegame.com. Hopefully it'll be out this fall for everyone to enjoy. And listeners, Wicked Anime just recorded a brand new episode. Not sure when it's going to be airing or if this is going to be a true return, but stick around. You might be excited about that. We're going to end the show with a new song from The Oral Cigarettes, their second new release in under 2 months. Odds are, this probably means another album from them is on the horizon. This is Dream and Drive, and until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. but it sure helps. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bash Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.